Watson Hall presents. Amazing Adventures, The Mask of Ehtil. With Nick Marsh as the Game Master.
Who can tell us what happened in the previously on Amazing Adventures?
Penguin
segment.
What was? Do you remember which? It's the AA Amazing Adventures, isn't it? Is the book?
Yes, probably.
For everybody except Nick, it is. Yeah,
I have a physical copy of the book.
Weirdo.
Sorry.
Much appreciated, though.
The story so far.
I think previously.
Previously
we
on.
Did some investigating at the in the study of the man who has disappeared, we think, of his own volition.
Mm.
But his wife reckons something weird is afoot.
Well, we know what that means.
She's now a widow.
Well, no, she's about to be a divorcee. Well, I mean, she may be a widow as well. It depends on how things go. Settlement's a lot cheaper that way.
Yeah. Potential widow.
So the penguin is aware of strange esoteric powers being called in the in that very establishment.
You are. You found. So you went to the mansion of Amanda Davies?
Seymour.
Amanda Seymour.
I imagine it's technically Martin's mansion, unless she's been very smart.
You're correct, yes.
And got the paperwork filed for his death very quickly.
because he has vanished. This occurred after a zombie situation in a not tiki bar, apparently.
No, it can be a tiki bar, don't worry about it.
No.
Apparently
that is the most unrealistic and hard to believe part of this adventure.
You it's me. Take these things too much
it
to
was
heart.
A tiki bar. Not the zombie bit.
No, well, you know, we sort of expect the zombie bit.
So, among his notes, we found clearly these notes are not going to repay further study by anybody with a vaguely normal mind. So we'll pass them over to the penguin. Eye of M, Yeb, nameless city, heart of Ehtil. It was not just a translation job, it was an actual cipher, we thought. Penfold, you dived into Amanda's head. Not as much fun as it sounds.
Weren't we looking to check if any books might be the key for the cipher?
We found his journal, and there was loads of stuff in the journal where he'd been trying to do it. But I think
you found a hidden compartment containing three photographs of a book. Which had weird symbols in, which appeared to be the same symbols in the cipher that he was trying to break.
That's right. The heart of Ehtil was on a notebook that you did your old kind of rub off the old chap.
Yeah. So we've got the notebook with scribblings, we've got the journal where he's trying to break the cipher, and then we've got the photographs of some original manuscript.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Ken's police contact told... Well, Ken's or Blaine's, I've forgotten which one of you's contacts in the airship industry.
Yeah, I think I was just calling up the Zeppelin line, starting with the highest class one.
And you lucked out straight away. Martin had bought a ticket to the relatively new kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the city of At-Taif.
I'm guessing the Zeppelin doesn't go directly there, but probably changes in the yard or something.
Yes. Presumed it wouldn't get that far. So
but however it goes, it will draw a little kind of red line across the map as the thing
they do.
With dots, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy at the back who's got a load of helium balloons with long red ribbons, and periodically he just throws one out the back.
Yeah, it works a lot better than the paintbot did.
Yeah, they weren't so fond of it after that time they flew over New York.
That's not what they meant by painting the town red.
And meanwhile,
you,
Penguin, Penfold.
Mm-hmm. So in while traipsing in Amanda's mind,
as you do,
I think you need a better word for that.
Whilst rummaging through her undergrowth,
I think you need a worse word for that.
She had a memory or a vision anyway of a girl called Alice, who was wandering around in the Bayou.
And we immediately said, Alice? Who?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Who the?
Maybe she was Alice, maybe she knew Alice.
But, well, she has no,
we
waking...
didn't have a lot to go on in the end.
No, waking recollection of that. However, we already are interested in a Bayou area, because in Louisiana, I believe.
Yeah. Back up in the woods, down in New Orleans, back up in the woods amongst the evergreens.
Indeed.
I got that wrong, didn't I? What's the first one? Way down Louisiana, up in New Orleans, back among the woods, amongst the evergreens.
A simple yes would have sufficed.
Yes, okay, right, yes.
Yes.
You can cut out the bit where I stumble over it and they make me sound really...
Or you can make me a compliment, cool. Of course.
He never learned to read or write so well, but he could play a ukulele, like ringing a bell.
Can tell which version you've been listening to.
But Sydney was aware when he did the breakdown of the chemical that the only other place where that chemical has been even talked about was somewhere down in...
It's a scopolamine derivative. Which has been used, Sydney remembered, in a recent... In voodoo and the voodoo murders down in New Orleans.
That sounds...
The voodoo murders.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I suppose they would stick in your mind, wouldn't they?
Voodoo? Voodoo.
No, none of that. Leave the hero point.
Yeah, we'll just stick a pin in it and we'll move on.
Mm-hmm. See, that was good. You can have Mark's hero point.
Yeah. Oh no! I'll pass it back to Mark because I think you know he's going to need it because he's going to make a joke again in a minute.
Okay,
it will be just a shit. Yes,
I agree.
Agree.
No. Hello, did anyone?
Right.
Did anyone hear that?
So, no, actually, I missed it.
I agree. Agree as a video.
Yes, you don't need to explain. I was about to say that's very good, but
really, it's more Santeria, which is of course an entirely different tradition.
Absolutely, served in a jug with lots of bits of fruit. So, had we got as far as making plans?
Well, you'd come back from the house,
the
and it's up to you. That evening, that's when Ken had found out about the ticket. He had a ticket to ride, but he don't.
A
real
ticket.
I don't know, you would... Could you zeppelin across the Atlantic? I guess you could.
Yes.
Okay. They did.
Well then, so then you... I don't
that's,
I that's, honestly don't know
that's,
the...
That's why the Hindenburg had the fire, because they went across
I
the Atlantic.
Probably would have worked out the airship route.
They would probably make landfall somewhere like London or Paris, simply because that's where lots of people want to go, and then either that or a different... Zeppelin would then pass on across Europe, and basically you don't have a lot of range on these things anyway. Or rather, if you do, but you're going over places, you stop at places where people are going to want to get on and off because it doesn't actually slow you down all that much.
You're only doing your money.
Yeah, 80 miles an hour.
So can we get there faster?
Last week.
It's close to Jeddah.
Clipper service, maybe? They're mostly in the Southeast Asian sort of area, aren't they, at this time?
There's no fixed-wing transatlantic, historically, at any rate.
It's been missing for 1 week.
Sorry, non-stop, I'm thinking of.
It has arrived in... or it was scheduled to have arrived on a... inactive by now. So you probably can't beat him unless you...
No, it's not a case of beating him necessarily so much as
that comes later.
Not having... I mean, the more time between us making landfall and him leaving that area, the harder it's going to be to find anyone who remembers him. Unless he is a frothing, wild-eyed lunatic who on honeydew have fed. In which case, maybe a few people will recall.
No, no, he blends in like a native.
New York too.
But my other thought, like I say, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Nick, and say I have a small aeroplane. Because
you're wealthy enough to be.
I am that sort of sad man. Sorry, and obviously, Ken is an excellent pilot.
Yeah, but
you're probably going to need another one.
Fixed wing transatlantic is really hard.
No, I was just thinking going to the bayou to start with.
What a dead thing.
Oh yeah.
We could probably get down there. Have they got the big arrows painted on top of buildings and things at this point?
He's probably only just got there. If I do a quick bit of calculation.
Okay.
About 3 or 4 days to cross the Atlantic, then maybe about as much again to get to Riyadh.
And then he'd probably have to get overland travel to Altai, because it's probably not a direct...
Well, no, I mean, the Zeppelin company told us that that was where he was going, therefore they must have arranged it.
Oh, yeah. The ticket was to Altai, so...
The number of cultists and weirdos and magicians heading to those sorts of parts these days, I imagine they'll be putting on special trains.
Especially at this time of year.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, during this season, sir, not a chance. All reserved by the loonies.
What are cultists and vampires there?
Not that I have any flashbacks to Mosk or anything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Well,
cheers.
Up to you. Chin-chin.
Right, so...
Sorry.
First decision I would suggest is destination. Do we attempt to catch up with the fleeing man, which means, I suppose, the more direct way of resolving the issue for your employer?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or do we go on a slight diversion to Louisiana?
If we want to find out about Louisiana... and we're over in Riyadh, it's quite a long pop back from here.
But we could hire a local private investigator.
What, down in Louisiana?
Exactly.
And then when they turn up dead, we know they were onto something.
Exactly.
You've already
it's a tried
got the
and
best,
true method.
The best dick
That's
in
why
the
there's so many vacant
area.
Offices.
Yeah.
The most regular form of employment in noir period United States is scraping off the name from the glass on the office door and putting the new name on it.
So I'm going to say, yes, Penguin could certainly have a plane that could fly to Louisiana. You're not going to have a transatlantic plane.
No,
I could have one transported over.
Yeah.
No, I mean, obviously the thing to do is to get Dr. Fossick to build a tunnelling machine.
Of course.
This is how we segued into a Jules Verne story. By mistake.
Yep, while the rest of you are discussing it, I'll disappear into my lab, or makeshift lab. Don't ask how I'm going to get it out through the door. I'm not.
You know, we could probably... Get
we're on the top
fast
floor, aren't we?
By
not for
we are indeed in the penthouse. Yes.
Can I ask everyone on the floors below to take 6 steps to their right?
Sydney, you're not trying to tunnel through again, are you?
Eerie purple glow.
We could probably hop on a train and get there relatively fast.
Yeah, but American trains.
I'm thinking freight train, but still.
Do they go about half a mile an hour?
I don't believe Mr. Penguin travels by freight train. I believe he travels by private Pullman.
Mm. I think, yeah, the
sight. I mean, it's no faster, but
hoboing his way down.
Well, they just hook him onto the back of whatever's going that way, don't they?
Mm. But you travel in style.
You do. You don't have to deal with the balls and hobos and things.
The balls.
The balls. Railway.
Railway balls. Police.
Railroad balls.
Oh, balls. The balls.
Balls.
Bull.
Not bowls?
Yes, so named, of course, because they were traditionally recruited for the bull in Mirza family.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah.
well, it is true. The trail in Saudi Arabia will be colder if you head to Louisiana. But okay. It's also true it would be harder to get to Louisiana.
So when is the next transatlantic zeppelin?
Or how long would it take on a liner? What was the...
Well,
the
liner would be like a couple of days to London.
Well, the blue?
No, it wouldn't be a couple of days. It'd be like 5 days.
When did they do the
days?
Blue ribbon crossing?
From New York...
Well, it was an ongoing thing.
To Southampton.
Yeah, but still, it was kind of the...
It's like
the
5 day
liner
trip,
that did
it.
They kind
Queen
of
Mary?
Cheated, didn't they?
Is it the Queen Mary?
That's what's in my mind as well, but I'm not 100% sure. I've got a lot of vague stuff in my mind.
Mm. Unless ships were significantly faster, it would be like a 5 day
trip. Yes, they were.
But they weren't really built for speed, were they?
You say that.
So Blue Ribbon in 1935 is still held by the Normandy, did it in 4 days, 3 hours, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're looking at five days to a week.
You've got to remember...
I should get my masks timeline.
Yeah. You've got to remember, Nick, that the fourth or fifth ship when the Titanic sunk was the Olympic, and it sailed... from Liverpool.
Oh, aye.
They absolutely were... They were so much quicker than pretty much everything else. That was the whole point.
Yeah. They still weren't that fast, though, were they? It wouldn't be as quick as a Zeppelin.
Well, no. Oh. Nothing could be as quick as a Zeppelin.
Well, no, because basically you hit land and then you can't travel any further.
The Hindenburg only takes 3 days.
That is a well-known thing with ships, actually. I hadn't thought of it before, but you're absolutely right.
He's savvy, isn't he?
You see, this is why he is this multi-million entrepreneur.
They took about half the time of ocean liners in 35.
Anyway, either way...
According to my dreadful AI summary from Google, I do apologise. But I have no. I wonder if you can turn off the AI summary.
Yes, you can. You can.
I got that in stereo. Thank you.
Yeah, every so often I keep turning it off, and it keeps turning itself back on again.
Or you just set your default search engine to noai.duckduckgo.com.
But don't they use AI?
Not if you use the noai link. They don't publicise it very well, but it's
can't imagine why.
Permanent turn off all the AI for AI shite.
I'm going to do that anyway. Right.
How long did Lindbergh take
to destabilise American politics, or to cross the Atlantic?
I was thinking crossing the Atlantic.
I've seen the Spirit of St. Louis. It was like it was in the Smithsonian. And it was so, because of everything else, it was amazing in there. They just had it in a corner, because it wasn't even on show. They just
not
had
very
it
big,
corner.
That's the thing.
We were just like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's the Spirit of St. Louis in there, not on display. Now we've seen the Wright. I was saying, sure, that is a great replica of the Wright Brothers original flyer. No, it's the actual fucking one that they've got.
Yeah.
That's a very good replica in the Science Museum.
Yes.
Yeah,
does
so
it
I just
actually look like something that you think couldn't possibly get off the ground?
It looks like a bicycle with a load of parachutes.
Oh, imagine that. How strange that two bicycle engineers in a bicycle shop would create something like a bicycle.
One of the best exhibits I've seen is the Wright Brothers one. I know we're upstairs. Oh, look, it's Apollo 11. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. Hang on. It didn't take very long. So, they arrived, what was it, 33 and a half hours of the flight with Lindbergh.
When was that, 27 or something? 30?
27.
No, it was 27.
You've definitely got planes that will do it, but now that are...
You could get a transatlantic flight. It would be quite expensive.
Yeah, and well, you are chartering the plane.
Yeah, there is no regular commercial service except for the light of the man.
Yeah. Either chartering a second pilot or buying quite a lot of methamphetamine for Ken.
On the other hand, she is paying you by the day.
We should take the liner after all. a sailing boat.
I think we should head over.
Paddle across.
Stopping you.
We're not going on a pedalo. I mean, can you imagine a small flotilla of pedalos heading out from New York?
They've got
to be
the least
be
efficient.
Again.
The amount of effort you put into moving forward quarter
they're
of an inch.
They're about efficiency. They're about drunken cricketers getting caught out on them.
Yeah.
In terms of the
has there been a jazz song about how it's great to have your girl in a pedalo? I bet there hasn't.
the scope.
Everything else came. Pedalos, no.
The harder the pump. Anyway, too much.
Well, there's songs about get him in the rumble seat. That's the very common sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Obviously, if you can't land her on the old veranda, but veranda not very mobile particularly.
Me and Jane in a plane.
Shims appears to be attempting to move the plot forward.
I was going to ask a question, which is tangentially related to the plot. New Orleans.
This is more of an observation.
I was in a lecture. I was in an online lecture. This and literally, someone said, "This isn't so much a question as an observation."
This is the point at which you get the microphone. Yeah. Or at least I do.
So anyway,
or just open the trap door beneath.
So New Orleans, right?
Yes.
I'm a journalist. Can I not either myself or use my contacts to pull all available reportage?
You can. About what? Everything in New Orleans.
About the voodoo murders. Rather than us necessarily making a trip, maybe we can do some preliminary research and see if it's really
we could definitely do that. I mean, I can
probably... But as I said, I think we should get hire somebody local. Mm. He can do that as well. And he's more likely to have access to the bits and pieces that we need.
Okay. Well, Blaine, I'll tell you, these murder... It's very easy for you to do this. It's your particular oof. That egg. That's egg, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, why does a Frenchman only ever eat one egg?
Because one egg is enough.
Correct. I forgot what I was saying there. Blaine, you find you remember you did a bit of preliminary reporting around the voodoo murders. You actually even took a trip down to Louisiana. It was a murky period in New Orleans' recent past, about 4 or 5 years ago. Several prominent politicians were murdered in a similar way. They didn't quite turn into the creature that you saw in the nightclub, but they kind of went into a sort of a living death, and quite soon after that went into a death, as in, you know, they died. And hence the term murder.
The use of the word death twice does tend to lean to.
It was related to, there were a number of questions about the voodoo queen of New Orleans at the time, who you will remember as Marie Laveau, though it's actually her daughter.
Yeah, brackets, not that one.
Not the one from the 19th century, but her daughter. Or her daughter's daughter. Not sure. There seems to be a bit blurring of and legend making that there is always a Marie Laveau. She was questioned at the time because anything to do with the video, anyone would
obviously
question
it was her. Yeah.
But she vehemently, she didn't. She was proven that she had nothing to do with it. That's about it. But make me. Some kind of research role.
Reportery role.
Let's see what I've got.
Can I just check, was it 1935? we're at here.
Yes. That's where you are now, yes.
Yeah, we're so, just too early for flying boats and really proper commercial transatlantic, but we are in time for Lufthansa operating a regular airmail service between Brazil, Gambia, Canary Islands, and Spain through to Stuttgart. So we could get
a lot
down
of
to.
Well, you're going to post
this
yourselves, are you?
They, when they say, oh, we did this transatlantic flight and it was non-stop, yes, it was, but they took all the passenger space and filled it up with fuel. It's like, it's you or kerosene? Which do you want to send?
Or a very very light letters.
I've been reading about Polar Explorers recently. Here's a pop quiz. We all know Roald Amundsen was the first to the South Pole. Who was the first uncontested person to the North Pole?
Ah, you mean not Peary?
Not Peary, because he's a liar.
Well, it definitely wasn't André.
It was Roald Amundsen. He made it there in an airship. Peary said he did, and was another doctor who was Peary's great rival. He went to prison because he ran out of money, basically, which is what they did in the But they both claimed to reach the North Pole. And at the time Amundsen made it there in an airship, he didn't know that the other two had lied, so he didn't realise he was the first to the North Pole, amongst other people there.
Yeah.
Do you know a claim, well, probably the claim to fame of Ukulele Dick? Not a condition.
Okay, that was exactly, you see, you anticipated my question.
Oh, God, that must have been luck, Mark. I can't imagine any other way I could have anticipated someone saying that. It was, in fact, he was a man who smuggled a ukulele on a flight to the North Pole. He wasn't on there himself.
They
left him behind, but
the North Pole.
One of the people who was on there, he got with him to. He was part of the expedition, but not doing the final flight.
Shim, I'm sorry, I've interrupted your attempt to move the plot forward.
I think if it's an int roll, I've got a 17.
Yeah, that seems fair, particularly as you're a reporter. Something, because you were down there, you remember writing some of the articles yourself, pushing copy, as you ink boys call it. Ink boys is another bit of a journalistic slang that you'll be familiar with. I was going to do a little rhyme then, but I can't, so never mind, let's move on. my brain's still trying to do it. I'll leave that taken
all you've
away.
Got so far is pink boys, isn't it? It's just not, it's not
no why enough. That's brilliant, that's much better than what I come up with. You remember the name Seymour in some connection with Marie Laveau. You can't remember quite what it is, but it sticks in your mind. Now you're thinking about it, and not just Seymour, Martin Seymour was somehow mentioned in connection with Marie Laveau. You might have to do a bit more digging, but it does...
Is there the equivalent to the British Library in New York?
It was the New York Public Library. I don't know if that's the equivalent. Probably not. It's state-based, so there wouldn't be a...
Does it have the publications in the way that the British Library...
I don't think there's a copyright library there.
No,
right.
Not that I'm aware of.
So they don't have a copy of every newspaper and so on and so forth on my
Where is that, sorry?
In the New York Public Library, but there may be one in a state.
Not in the New York, no.
Is there one similar?
There is a US one.
Probably in Washington, isn't it?
It's not the Library of Congress. Or maybe it is the Library of Congress. It is the Library of Congress.
Where they keep the Declaration of Independence is basically a repository of...
Which one?
Okay, the one that they have on display in Washington.
Right, but quite a few.
It's on the one in
Well,
Washington,
they made lots of copies because it was an illegal thing, and they were going, but they were using it as a rabble rouser thing as
the
well.
The one in Washington, it's on a kind of platform that is designed to, if there is some kind of bombing attack or anything, it drops through the floor and is then sealed. Like there's a trap door that opens.
Yeah.
And then sealed in a con. I don't know why, because you can't see a fucking thing, because they didn't shield it from the light for some years, so it's completely faded now. But anyway.
Yeah.
But brilliant place to set up your secret headquarters as a supervillain, because in the event that somebody is about to finish you off, you just throw yourself backwards on the Declaration of Independence and poof, you've locked yourself in the basement. But nobody will know that.
No, and you'll be sealed in a
right.
concrete
we
coffin.
Could be, much like, we could be, possibly, we could be
Thank
just
you.
In time to get on the SS Normandy. What month is it?
Let's say it's whatever month it is in reality. January.
Shit. So, we're not in time.
Oh, there's
for
some
the
connection.
SS Normandy.
There's definitely some connection between Seymour and this Laveau woman.
Never mind the plot. I don't understand why January was the wrong answer when that's the first month of the year.
Because its maiden voyage was in May.
Okay. All right, Shim, sorry, carry on with the plot.
I'm just informing the rest of the party. So,
yeah.
I mean, there is some reason to think it might bear fruit for us to head down to New Orleans.
Which
the question is whether it would be more useful.
Would it be forbidden fruit?
So local.
Or will we spend more time arguing over it than doing it?
Yes.
Because
you know what I said last episode was the low budget, slow episode.
Yeah.
We're sitting in a room smoking.
You didn't mention it was a two-part.
Suddenly outside the window, New York explodes.
Yeah. We've got local telephone exchanges. Have we got national?
No,
so
it's
only
yet. You can get an operator assisted call, but it's very, very unreliable.
You definitely got wireless.
You have to book it. But,
Telegraph obviously has been there for a long time, but you can radio ahead.
My thought is for the, if we're not going to go down to the Bayou, we could, especially if Ken has a particular contact that he'd like to use or something of that ilk, you know, or if Blaine knows somebody when he was down there, that we could actually get investigating Ken. on
Have you got any disposable friends down that way, Ken?
Ken knows Juju Jeremy.
No.
It's not nice to call him that.
My old war buddy, Filthy Pierre.
He's a Jewish martial artist.
Oddly, many of my old war buddies are called Filthy Pierre.
That is much better than what I got. Thank you.
We can't call this episode Juju Jeremy, but God, I want to.
you do have an extensive network. You could ask someone to look into.
Well, you hire them, don't you?
What?
Well, that's my point. Is that I'm more than happy to basically put the money, but we do need to talk to them. So, but we could talk to them using the relatively newfangled national telephony thingy.
You can definitely speak to somebody over there via phone. You know, you just get your secretary to set it up. I think what we need is somebody in charge, a private investigator or similar, who can then locally hire someone to do all the research work
for getting shot, that kind of
thing. You know, and then they themselves can head off and
get shot.
Yeah, I mean, go through the newspapers and all the backstory on the murders, while your flat foot is, pounding the beat and the criminals.
Because we've got Telegraph, International Telegraph, haven't we?
Yeah,
but we haven't got telephony.
I
think that maybe.
I think we have.
You've got a cable, and I think they've come up with a way of transmitting data at this point and cutting the noise down that you can do a phone call.
Isn't this about the time where they keep trying to do it? No, it's not the one where they're trying to do it with DC. They've gone past that, haven't they?
DC just, it's not.
Yeah, they kept trying to use DC and then kept wondering why the cables were burning out.
Yeah. It just doesn't do distance very well, does it? But I think... Who was that? Right.
It's Marconi down in your favourite place.
I've been to his shack. Yes. But no, they need to do some work on reducing the noise, and I don't think that's done until like the 40s.
Also, there was a project, but the Great Depression hit. So they didn't get Tap One up and running until about 1956.
Yeah.
But there's no problem with telegraphs.
Indeed.
Yeah. So in other words, my secretary could be the point man, because obviously I'm going to have a male secretary, I'm sure.
It's
1935, old boy. Why would I want to have somebody who's going to go off on maternity leave?
I thought you said it was 1935, not 2026.
No, I think the term is leave to get married.
Leave to get married. Sorry, that's the word. That's the proper way to describe it.
She wouldn't. I mean, if she's a mother,
get in the family way.
She wouldn't be allowed to go back to work.
No, you see, get in the family way. That suggests possibly she's not married.
Mm.
You know, it's a bit ambiguous.
Oh, is that?
Yes,
under such circumstances.
I don't know why Gladys hasn't left to go and get married. I shall have to ask her sometime.
Oh, poor old Gladys. Right, okay, so you're wiring your colleague, or you're ringing your colleague in New Orleans, are you, Ken?
Well, we've sent a wire down there. We have arranged a time, and he is going to be, and we're going to talk on the phone.
I'll make the introductions and so on, but yeah.
All right, we cut to the best dick in New Orleans, carefully opening a package and holding it up to his face and looking confused because it's a wire. And then a villain reaches around, grabs the wire and garrots him with it. That was a joke. That doesn't happen.
Not thematic then.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm. Didn't work so well as I said it out loud, but I liked it. Okay. You arrange, Ken, for one of your old, cop colleagues. Were you ever a cop, Ken?
Hell no.
Okay. But this guy's an ex-cop. And you want him to look into voodoo murders, Marie Laveau.
Well, what I'm arranging for him is for him to talk to Penguin Dick, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll have done it via the phone. I mean, to be honest, I'm kind of thinking that this is... We can do a little segue if you want, where... you've basically got
the two pictures
with the zigzag line in between.
Oh yeah, very good. I like that.
Yeah. Explaining what's going on, and then obviously the bit of a, you want me to do what to her cow?
I gotcha. You're transmitting right on my frequency, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not from New Orleans originally. You're gone right up my flagpole there, bud. I'll get right
Essex
on it.
Man.
Yeah.
I daren't try any more Louisiana in case I become racist. So we will we'll leave it there.
Down the bayou.
The Acadians are pretty.
Well, I could do a gambit accent.
Which part of Austria do you think the gambit
came from?
You know, because you just said get in the chopper at that point. I would have thought you're doing possibly the best Schwarzenegger accent you've ever tried.
Okay.
It was damn close.
It's all arranged. And in which case are you tickets to...
We are going to get on the next available thing that will go quickly... across to Riyadh ourselves.
The most reliable thing is going to be an ocean liner.
By a long way.
Yeah.
To be fair... Well, actually, no, that's...
Miles. It might also get us closer.
So, yeah. The, the Zeppelins...
Reliable, yes. Slow, yes. If you're...
Five
days versus three.
Well, like, 6 days.
Five days
not to Saudi Arabia, though. 5 days to get across the Atlantic.
Six, maybe seven, though. We'd probably go via...
So we could get a...
Ireland, I would think.
Yeah.
I'm not, no.
Can't help yourself.
No, that's we go, not our accents go.
Okay. I think we need to perhaps add a few specialists to the team. Firstly, a French Canadian. Secondly, an Australian. A South African. And a Portuguese.
I work with two Portuguese people.
Do you?
I do.
You've been carefully taking on board all the little nuances of the Portuguese accent.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Hey, oh! Right, okay. A Zeppelin probably is the fastest if you're not by ocean liner.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think actual Zeppelins are still... Anyway, yes, fine, good.
And if we got the Germans are certainly doing it.
Cinematically, if we get on a Zeppelin I'm gonna and find have it's got you... a tiki lounge, I'm going to be very upset.
New York's Berlin, no worries.
I'm going to have you clambering up the Empire State Building, despite the fact I know a Zeppelin never attached to the thing on the top of the Empire State
Building. But it should have been.
It was there purely as a big dick, kind of, we're bigger than the other building. But you are clambering up the... Yes, exactly. You're clambering up the pointy bit at the top of the Empire State Building to get on the Zeppelin.
It's such a missed opportunity when they could actually have put a big dick up there.
That might have been less
on the nose.
I mean, the 1930s is about the last date when you can say, aha, our colonial cousins.
And we see a red line tracing across the map to London and then to... another place, and then another place, and then down to Saudi Arabia.
I say
Czechoslovakia, and then
Sydney.
Ottoman,
I'm most unimpressed with this with this Zeppelin. I mean, they only have they don't have a full orchestra. They're just a small swing ensemble.
You're watching the burlesque show every night. You're quite happy, anyway.
It's actually the crew quarters. It's not supposed to be for entertainment.
While our heroes travel south, we cut to Juju Jeremy trekking his way through the bayou. Ahead of him is a shack.
Can I just say, of all the days...
Oh, you said Jeremy.
Yeah, and can I just say, of all the days to be doing it, today is not the day.
It's just his name. He sees the shack in the distance, and it says, above the door, Marie Laveau, Voodoo Queen of New Orleans. And he walks towards it, and then there's a crunching noise as he is pulled to one side and lifted bodily by his
body.
His body. and is pulled to one side as some kind of humanoid creature pulls his arms back, and another one punches him and keeps punching and punching, and then we fade to the side and see two men dressed in mysterious outfits. It's all red and gold and shit. And they,
three-tone colour scheme then.
The brown. In the bayou, everything gets that colour.
Yeah, the brown is a bit on the nose, I feel, but let's carry
they
on anyway.
Their symbols are like, on their hats are like a three,
it's the Isle of Man.
Like a Klingon?
Like a swastika, but with three.
It is the Isle of Man.
They're Manx, aren't they?
It's the Manx Nazis.
Hopefully not Manx, because if they all talk like we're from Manchester, I'm going to be very upset.
I can't. Bizarrely, it will surprise you to hear, I can't really do a Manchester accent.
Why should that be an exception?
You can't.
But you can do it. You can do a Manx one.
From then, Manchester.
I think you should give a Manx accent a go. Shim, you coincidentally can probably judge this. I think Frank.
Go ahead.
Well, because it's a kind of a musical piece. And the men rub their hands in a way that will probably lead to chafing later in life. And smile in glee as Jeremy is punched to death by the creatures and dropped into the bayou. And when we see him fall face first into the stinking liquid in a way that clearly illustrates he's unlikely to, you know, pop up and say, I'm fine.
Until a female hand puts her hand on it and bring, and, you know, and there's this, and there's that wonderful 70s green glow.
Well, we'll never find out because the cutscene ends there.
Without thinking that for somebody who quite clearly loathes visitors, she's got an awfully big sign. I mean, surely people who know her know where she lives.
Well, there was never in the, you never got to the shack.
Well, that's the point. While they're reading the terms and conditions, they're distracted and the thugs can sneak up on them.
He said there was a big sign saying it was there.
Before he got there, the two rubby men were like, ho, ho, ho.
At a time.
Can I just say, and I mean this from all four of us, please never describe them as rubby men ever again.
Meanwhile, several days later, the airship, gondola, whatever you like, careens down.
Sorry. Rather it didn't.
Not careens. It floats.
If it's picking up seaweed, I'm worried.
Can we just go for descends?
Descends to the pokey bit in Al-Taif. And you emerge.
Mm.
Still slightly grumpy after being torn away from what was a very promising mole machine.
But
I would have that fixed in time.
And the whole fucking bit that I read, even though we got back early enough to read it. But that's fine. Carry on.
But it also means, though, Sydney, that you can use your new patented automated pith helmet.
I have no such thing. Haven't you wearing a pith helmet here? I put my bowler on my head.
Surely, in this sort of place, you must be taking the pith.
The monocle automatically rotates down into position.
He has his pince-nez.
It's quite warm. It's surprisingly humid, considering you're near a desert in January. It's very busy.
My clothing is part of my bit. I'm wearing the dark suit, the trench coat, the Homburg.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You suffer no ill effects because that is your trademark. Everyone else has to wear chainmail bikinis. I'm just going to pop to the toilet.
I'm not going to wear a chainmail bikini.
I'm a bit concerned that as soon as Nick mentions chainmail bikinis, he has to run off to the toilet.
He skipped it all.
I'll be honest, I'd come to the conclusion that there was not really anything in New Orleans and we weren't supposed to go there.
I was wondering, are we going to waste all our time just for some...
No, that was the vibe I was getting off him.
Maybe when we find out
he's disappeared, we can go and visit.
Oh dear.
Going well though. Mm. No sabotaged airship, which I thought was a guarantee, quite frankly.
I mean, I even suggested it this afternoon.
Yeah, you're really not helping.
Well, obviously, once I suggested it, he could possibly use it.
Yeah.
Ah, the old reverse psychology trick there. Very good.
I can say that again.
Should we head to the first tiki lounge we can find?
No, we need to know which sort of pulp Arabia this is. You know, is it the
what are the options?
Dens of iniquity or rigid religious morality?
Yeah, basically dry, right to the point where you tip taxi driver.
And I suppose we need to know, is it the cinematic Arabia of noble Bedouin and everybody else is likely to cut your throat? Or is it the amusing, capering, buffoon type natives?
Well, I happen to know that Nick
we're not pre-code,
have both just recently watched Ishtar, so that's not going to help.
No, I can't imagine that would help anything.
It really didn't.
No.
I'll have to wait and see if it lives up to its reputation, I suppose. I did read an article once defending it and saying how it was very much a misunderstood film, which I can believe.
Was it?
That still doesn't mean
its reputation at the time was because the press didn't like Warren Beatty and he'd made it a big reputation project.
Mm.
It's also a rubbish film, but for different reasons.
Yes. But like, it could have just been a normal sort of flop, you know?
Yeah. Because it was stupidly expensive, wasn't it?
Mm.
Was it the most expensive bomb at the time?
It's up there with Heaven's Gate, certainly.
Yeah.
But what one of the things was that the studio had a load of money in Morocco that they couldn't legally shift out of the country, so it said, okay, we'll just spend it here. So although it counts as money spent, it's not as if they had anything else to do with it.
How terrible to have a situation where you've got all this money and, well, we've got nothing to do with it. What am I going to do? I shall never know that feeling.
If it makes you feel any better, I've just realised that what I was thinking was Ishtar was actually Spies Like Us.
Well, it's interesting because they came out only a few years apart. And with remarkably similar...
Spies Like Us, 85?
About that, yeah. Remarkably similar themes, which is why I propose we do a double episode of them.
Ah.
Oh.
Mm.
There's enough spoilers for written and memes.
Hey. Spoilers or adverts? I still reckon that one I sent you the poster for is a goer. Just the subtitles for it are stunning. What taglines?
What was it? Traded?
Gear shifting mummers. I mean, double clutching.
Well, it reminded me of that. Was that not the 9 o'clock news? The I like trucking and I like to truck.
The truck. If you don't mind trucking, tough luck. Rather sadly, I could probably still do most of the lines on that.
Actually released as a single.
Yep.
It was. Those were back in the days when, you know, the presenters from Tiswas could release the Bucket of Water song and do a tour of places like Woolworths and Hanley promoting it.
Yeah, it's true. You just don't get that kind of nonsense.
Doctor in Distress was released as a single.
Did you have a bucket of water thrown at you, John?
No. No. But I did bump into Don Estelle, who was promoting his CD in a different branch of Woolworths.
Ah.
It wasn't a CD, it was...
Of Whispering Grass. Kind of.
Whispering Grass.
This was his post-Whispering Grass years when he was not doing so well, but I think he was back from Australia where he'd been living for a bit and still selling the old records.
Yeah.
Or, sadly in this case, being ignored by everybody shopping in Woolworths.
Yeah, that's a shame.
He's a very easy man to walk past, it turns out, because he really just under 5 foot tall.
Yeah, he was tiny. Had a lovely voice.
No, he was lofty.
Very good. Yeah. Did have a great voice, though.
Nick, where...
you
where
are
had we got to?
In the city of Artive.
Yeah, we'd searched out...
It is a sprawling market town, city. There is the call to prayer 5 times a day. It is a highly Islamic...
Well, it's obviously it's a religious country, but is it a religious country in the way that if you are Muslim, you don't drink in bits and pieces, but if you're not Muslim, well, you're going to hell anyway, so we're happy to sell you alcohol?
I mean, my understanding of those countries is that this is, if you know enough people, you know where the Muslims go to drink as well, but... It's strongly related. I don't know if you want to go and find a drink, but
is there a hotel for Westerners generally?
Yeah,
presumably you stay there, and that's as long a spot as anywhere to get a drink.
Is there an expensive hotel for Westerners?
I mean, to be honest, if you're there, you're going to be getting an expensive hotel for Westerners.
Yeah, whether you understand the exchange rate or not,
even the cockroaches are gold plated.
I mean, this is a rich, not as rich as it will be, but they've done all right for themselves. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
The revolution is over. They don't need to have any more territorial wars at all, ever. Unless somebody tries to secede. Don't talk about that.
No, they'll never. The future of the Middle East is secured and safe.
For BP.
In perpetuity. So, good. Excellent. I say we won't need to sort of get all, brush the dust of travel off because we've been in luxury on a zeppelin. But,
There is a very posh Western style, hotel. It's rather like Cairo in this era, currently. In that it is quite hot. I'd say it's quite humid around this time of year. The desert is to the north and the south, and the east and the west. Mecca is off to the north.
Mm-hmm. But that's fine because we're not allowed there anyway.
No.
Could pull a Richard Burton.
Only if you're lucky.
Not in these trousers.
Broad shorts, right. We will presumably, daddy boy.
We will presumably.
Not that Richard Burton.
No, the one who was my ancestor.
Oh, sorry, Roger.
I have no respect for the bastard.
Yeah. Anyone else having trouble following that? We'll actually have spent some time on the way over discussing
I'm distantly related when we arrived. To Cilla Black, though.
Are you?
Yeah. With Cilla White, as she was known at the time.
Doesn't show.
Thank you.
You do occasionally generate a Laura laughs.
Unlike Richard Burton in he didn't do many comedies, did he?
Well, not deliberately.
I thought you were thinking of Mountains of the Moon, but that was about Richard Burton.
Yeah. Mm. And the other Richard.
Spear through the cheeks and all that. The face, let me just clarify. It wasn't Carry On Up the Khyber.
Mm.
My dad has sung songs with Richard Burton.
Really?
He's a very good, he used to play piano.
Tenor? Or did he get paid more than that?
Yeah. But, they did, the school my, parents met and got married at, did, were one of the first to do Under Milkwood. And, Richard Burton and his wife at the time came.
Which one was
that? It was the
Elizabeth
one...
Taylor? Or
no, it, no, it was
Elizabeth
one of the...
Elizabeth Taylor again?
It was one of the gaps. Yeah.
It's one of the... not Elizabeth Taylor.
One of the...
The family gap,
yes. Yes. And his wife and my mother made sandwiches.
Well...
There we are. That was one of my
Mutton Hall Adventure Hour. This section is sponsored by not playing the game at all. But never mind.
Now, what I particularly like about this session is how you've skipped the action sequence and gone straight back to more research.
I was just saying, I was so sure that I'd worked out that there was nothing in New Orleans and you desperately wanted us to avoid it.
No, it's fine. You it's a role-playing game, you do
it's quite it. Something that we've managed to delegate the action scene to an NPC.
Well, yeah, but this isn't Call of Cthulhu.
Obviously, when we find out about
yes,
his disappearance...
Yes, at this point, you will be telegraphed by a distraught secretary. Jeremy has been found dead in the bayou, face down.
Oh.
Who's Jeremy? My buddy's Filthy Pierre.
He next to his friend Pierre, both of whom were found in the bayou.
Amongst
not,
the people.
Not in a compromising position, but in a...
Even filthier now.
Dead position. Yes. Yeah, he lived up to his name. Oh, yeah, that's a fair point. Yes, thank you. It is compromising. Is it compromising to be dead? Compromises a lot.
It depends on the context.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
Whose bed you were in, that kind of thing.
This could be a very, very specific situation to pin down when it comes to being compromised.
Well, their future has been compromised... Owing to the fact that they don't have one anymore, because they is both dead.
What?
It's hard to get too many details. because of the communication delays and telegraphy and things, but...
We need to know exactly what he was doing, where he was heading to.
Well, his last...
Who else we can hire to go in again?
No, I mean, the telegraph is from the next Lafayette meeting, book smaller room.
He has been...
We're going to need another filthy Pierre.
There is a... Thankfully, Louisiana is a near endless supply. But he's dead. He's been murdered. Beaten to death.
God. If only we'd been there, my mesmeric powers would have saved him.
Well, it wasn't the first fatal beating involved in, but I don't suppose he ever expected it to go that way around.
If we'd been there, you wouldn't have had to save him. He wouldn't have been there.
No, he wouldn't have been there.
It would have been us getting beaten to death instead.
We might have got beaten to death. I've never been beaten to death before now.
I'm sure there are fatal beatings available for all of us when we get back there.
This is
turning rapidly into a certain sketch.
That particular avenue of... investigation has been closed off, but you do
temporarily.
Did we talk about having fax machines in? Is that a thing?
Oh, no. At some point they're not functionally
it's surprisingly
in existence.
Early, but
what 19th century they had a fax machine?
Yes, you can do it with
semaphores. One-off. The thing with a fax machine is, if you've got a one-off, it's not very useful.
There's a Napoleonic one that uses a pendulum for time synchronisation, but, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, what you get, you get the fine details after some discussion about Pierre's diary, and filtering out the relevant parts.
Sorry to interrupt. Weren't they transmitting newspaper photographs electrically at this point?
The wire photograph, yeah, but that's...
I think that was done after the Munich... Wasn't it the Munich Olympics, I want to say?
So that would have been 36.
Well, that'll be...
But the technology is definitely around by then.
Can't remember when it started. Anyway, sorry, Nick, just came to mind.
There is some scribbled notes that you're given the details of. They're not very extensive because,
what's
he called? Sexy Pierre is not the dick.
Very unlikely to be called. We're not going to hire someone called Sexy Pierre.
What's he called?
Filthy Pierre.
Oh, Filthy Pierre. Interesting knife.
No, his replacement will be called Filthy Pierre, followed by Filthy Pierre.
No, Filthy Pierre.
And his replacement will be
GM
Bob.
Has now forgotten what he was saying.
No, I'm just trying to summarise what he wrote in his notes. There is Martin, and then a line drawn to Marie, ? Underneath that, there is a scribbled note, Heart of Yatil, - Necronomicon, and then that line is joined up to Marie Laveau. Underneath that, there is a scribbled note, Society of Thule, ? Thule. And then there's kind of a not equal sign between that and Marie Laveau.
Good thing with the Society of Thule, of course, is that they're always skint. Well, Thule and his money are easily parted.
I like that. You can have a hero point.
Well, all together.
Or whatever
Nazis.
They're called.
I hate those guys.
You can have a hero point, but it will do you no good in this system.
Indeed.
What's that line from Full Metal Jacket? Marine, I like you. You can come home and fuck my sister. Anyway, that is not...
Can't say I've seen that one.
Okay. That's not appropriate for an 80s action adventure.
You know, I'm starting to get the feeling maybe we were a little hasty in shipping over here so fast.
Yeah, but we're here now.
Well, I did say, if you remember, at the bottom, that, were we to want to just pop over to the bayou, it's quite a long way.
Cause the death of who?
It's quite a long way from.
Who's the nearest guy who looks if he has some information that needs to be beat out of him?
Underlined several times at the bottom of his notebook, he had written Black City, Arabian Desert.
The Black City, eh?
So obviously, we're in the right place.
And there's a line
we've saved
from
a lot of time.
The heart of Yatil to the Black City.
Yatil.
Black City. Interesting.
So what we need to find do is get an aerial infrared camera. Sadly, these things do exist, and find whichever city.
If they don't, I can have one by this afternoon.
Find whichever city in this country is hottest at sunset.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense.
If that's what you need, I just need some parts.
So. How are you investigating further?
Gadgeteers are absolute bastards.
Trying to trace Sir Martin Seymour.
Martin Seymour, okay. And what's your plan to do that?
Bribery and corruption.
In anywhere in particular?
Or well, to start with, of the customs officials, of the hotel clerk, of, you know, anybody who might have taken official notice of him.
Yeah, hotels, I think we should also, having lists.
Go with our tried and so far thoroughly reliable method of hiring a local investigator. There's bound to be somebody who would know all the local customs and so on, who's not just a dragoman, but somebody who investigates things and does all that. So either it's going to be like a local matchmaker, or it's going to be, you know, somebody who does that for a living.
You were filthy Ahmed.
Oh, but this is my last job before I retire to my farm with my darling wife.
Here's a photo.
Oh, also, from previous scenarios, I recall, we should look to see if there's a newsletter which gives a big list of all the foreign visitors and what they're doing. It's like, hey, this week in foreign news, all these people are here, and this is what we saw them doing with these other people.
Wild-eyed loon arrives in...
Exactly. It's a real historical thing. They just did that.
Well, okay, you do find Blaine.
Actually, and
I mean,
to be
you
fair,
know how this works, Blaine.
Seymour is rich enough. I mean, he's kind of obviously, you know, he's
rich.
He swims in my circles. Obviously, Blaine, not in my swimming pool, but
as you know exactly,
you mean
well,
like your butt
that's because yours is freezing cold and full of fish. Blaine, as you are asking directly, yes, there is a kind of a. You know, a gossip column, kind of.
And
the expats club, of course.
Gosh, look who's here stepping off the Zeppelin. Martin Seymour of Seymour Meats. Meat Slab Industries.
Seymour Meat? Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's the premier meat slab guy in New York. I thought we established
he's a porn star.
He's a meat packer.
Yeah, no, he employs many meat slabbers.
Meat slabbers. Seymour Meat. Right, okay.
He broken the GM.
As I'm sure he's heard many times before, swallow, for God's sake, swallow.
Or just spit.
We'll just wait for the GM to receive medical assistance.
I'm sorry. I do feel like it may be showing my lack of research.
Lack of preparation.
I think you just need another beer, mate.
Remember, this is a terribly serious roleplay game.
Yeah. Perhaps for the next beer, don't take it nasally.
Okay. Yes, Martin Seymour of Seymour Meats was spied stepping off the Zeppelin And he was, you know, that he was invited to the prince's a palace for a meal. He declined that, and apparently he went off. There was some... well, there isn't much more about that, but Blaine, as you investigate further, there was a ruckus. There was a ruckus at...
A ruckus, you say?
The Great Temple in the centre of the city. And it's hard to kind of get to the bottom of it because what he did was so sacrilegious and frowned upon that it is not quite reported in the papers. It is just, it's just hinted that there was discussed with an element of horror and disgrace about what he did.
Or it wasn't that bad, but by phrasing it in that way, that it makes it much more exciting.
There is perhaps a standard innocent-sounding phrase, like the abominable and despicable crime against nature, which nobody ever defines because everybody knows what it means.
Very much that kind of thing, Blaine. You recognise the reporting style.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think we should probably head over to this temple and see if we can find someone. Wait, tell us what.
Didn't quite catch that bit.
Wait to tell us what might have become of him afterwards. You know, has he just run off somewhere? Has he been clapped up? Has he?
You can head to the Great Temple, or I guess I mean, it calls it temple in this. I'm guessing we mean mosque here.
Also,
well, is it an active mosque or is it like a temple? And I suppose temple.
I suppose, it's a large Islamic temple. Mm-hmm. In the centre of the city. If you're all heading there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why not? I shall do with a wider hat. I shall put a handkerchief over the back of my neck and put my hat on top of that.
Good shout.
That is, doesn't make you look...
Well, in fact, I could just put my umbrella up.
Well, in fact, funny you should say that, because, of course, I am carrying a white parasol to go with all my white attire.
Sorry?
There was some penguin noises. That was proper Buster Merrifield, no? Buster Keaton?
Do you mean Burgess?
Burgess Meredith.
There you go. You don't mean the man from Manly Fish and Horses, do you?
No.
Nor Buster Keaton.
No. But you can see, I appreciate, John, you connecting the dots. Okay, you approach the... It's a large, very ornate temple. It's akin to the Blue Mosque in Istanbul, those of you who visited.
Probably the Abdullah Ibn Abbas Mosque.
I've never visited in real life, but I think I've caused extensive damage to it in a number of games.
Is it Istanbul at this point? Probably not. It might still be Constantinople. When was Atatürk?
Should have just called it something else.
Oh no, it was 10 years before, I think. Maybe some time before that even. Anyway, it's a huge, ornate, four-pillared building, unlike the Blue Mosque, with a giant dome. And you are permitted to enter with appropriate attire, which you are asked to exchange for your normal equipment at the door.
Well, I think you've got to have your knees covered and your head covered.
And no shoes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right, we can do that.
Seems reasonable enough.
The people in the mosque are reluctant to... I'm sorry. I'm
shy bladder.
Using this evening for my pure entertainment. I do apologise.
I love how you're doing your own Foley, though. It's just great.
Reluctant to discuss things, but if any of you feel you are particularly charming, you may attempt.
Charming.
You have got Filthy Ahmed there as your go-between.
Do any of them speak English well enough that I could just take them to one side and just have a little chat?
Is this a kind of chat where you get out your pocket watch?
No, yes. Well, it's not a pocket watch. It's a crystal penguin.
Yes. Okay, yes.
With a crocodile's an identity secret. it's not one of those bloody, Swarovski crystals or something.
Are you going to mesmerically influence them, penguin?
I would like to mesmerically influence and suggest that they help. That they are as helpful as they can be.
Let's have a charisma roll. This is going to be difficulty 2 plus presumably charisma is your prime.
It is indeed one of my primes. Charisma and...
So that'll be you need a 14.
A 14, eh? So, let me put my very spangly dice. Now, that's a... I'm rolling for percentage. Oh, for the love of God.
Yes, if you've got 83, you've probably rolled the wrong die.
Well, I've rolled 14, and I've got plus 3, so there you go.
So you start to draw it there. So this is a kind of... middle-aged, and it's probably middle-class aspirational kind of shopkeeper, but he also is one of the main priests at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts to talk to you, and an image cinematically forms in your mind of what happened when Martin visited the temple. And you do see this vision. You're not just describing it. You're actually plucking the memories from this man's mind.
Open your mind, sir. Open your mind.
There is a brief pause and a quiet splat as his head explodes. But you extract the memory.
You do manage to get his pin before that.
You see a man, and you recognise the man from your vision. It's this, the white Caucasian guy from your vision previously.
Mm-hmm.
As he stalks into the temple, pushing past the guards on either side, howling obscenities, in Arabic. And then he stands in the centre of the, right under the dome, stands in the centre of the room, right at the, during the call to prayer. And the shocked worshippers stare up at him as he yells, "They return! The great old ones return!" And then he pulls out a curved, viciously curved knife and cuts off his nose.
I bet he didn't even take his shoes off, did he?
He didn't.
Okay, that's looking like a divorce on the grounds of unreasonable surgery.
And someone rushes towards him, and the knife stabs into their stomach and up through their diaphragm into their heart, and they fall to the floor, and he pulls it out and laughs with glee, cuts off one of his ears, and then another worshipper comes towards him, and he slashes the knife across his throat.
Is he basically making himself look a little bit like that bloke he met up with in his study?
Correct. He is.
Is he the bloke he met?
Performing no. the mutilations no, I mean, upon himself.
What if there is a time?
Oh, well, yeah. So, in other words, yes,
he may actually have come to meet himself.
It's the Flash and the Speed Force all over again.
In fact, not only can you say, as he then proceeds to cut off his other ear.
God, we're going to catch up with him and be shouting for 20 minutes, trying to get his attention.
Well, no, he won't
and
be able
we
to...
we don't know if he's managed to spite his face or not.
You can
be
tell...
Be even worse than that, he won't be able to see anything.
Just
because his apple had fallen down over his eyes.
Just from the visions you're seeing from...
My AirPods!
What this man witnessed, there's more going on than just a crazy man with a knife. There is some form of possession occurring.
So in other words, where he's cutting it off, is it kind of almost healing straight away and things like that. And
he's still got no nose, but he starts to resemble more and more.
Immediate question.
But blood loss appears not to be a major problem. That's what I think.
Yes.
It. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. That's fair. It doesn't seem to trouble. Well, he's not. Yes, exactly.
He's not responding the way you would expect a human to respond to that kind of injury.
Certainly not, but yeah, and it's fair to say it's more than just a madman.
Like a man possessed.
Hello. Oh, everyone write down what Blaine said and then underline it, because he may have, you know...
Like a man possessed, or like a man who has taken an awful lot of hashish.
I'll go with the Blaine one instead.
It's shorter, to be honest.
And then he...
I could never spell hashish.
Holds his arms out and lifts up to the ceiling and smashes through the dome and floats off into the sky.
Oh, he whole completely physical, not just his arms a bit green wingy.
Yes, he cuts his arms off.
I thought he meant his arms were extended.
That would be
right. So his arms haven't extended. He has bodily.
No, he's not Mr. Fantastic his way.
I was picturing him growing to horrific size.
No, he is levitating. Yeah, he's, okay. Smashes
Superman
through
his way through the dome.
There's a few drops of blood hit the marble floor of the temple.
Well, presumably for the fact that he smashed his way through the top end of a marble temple
And cut his nails and ears off.
And cut his nails.
Do you get that bit?
I can see why this was extremely blasphemous, and also they struggled to put it into print.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
And then the guy on the look at what these wacky foreigners have done this week desk gets to rephrase it.
It's like, oh, come on!
Somebody must have seen that from outside, though. I mean, oh, look at that. You know,
the dome of the mosque's falling in. Yeah. You know. You think of it a bit loud.
There's a kind of a sound like a deflating balloon. And you are back in the mosque with the...
You might want to work on that, actually, Mark, because the rest of it's quite dramatic. Yeah. At the end, the way you sort of come out of the trance...
Surely, a chorus of wing beats. I mean, penguiny wing beats, obviously. But
The menacing wing beats of an angry penguin.
Are we seeing signs of this in terms of the damage to the building?
Well, now that you've... I mean, you were still in the antechamber, but penguin, you can...
I will obviously pass this on to my colleagues. I will, because I am slightly concerned that they have been that they may be exposed to esoteric things that man is not meant to know. I will not just put the images directly into their minds, but I'll actually just tell them.
Did we see any sort of, you know, scaffolding or, you know, masons preparing to do something or anything like that?
I mean, there's a lot of buildings with scaffolding around, but now you think about it, there was some work going on up in the dome. The whole dome hadn't, you know, deflated like a...
No, but presumably they weren't...
Phallus. It had, there was just a hole in the, you know, the hole in the glass.
But you wouldn't allow people to be just wandering underneath that, though, because obviously it could... comes. So there must be some disruption to the general.
Yeah, well, if you go into the main chamber, then yes, it's clear there has been some damage.
So prayers and whatever are presumably being pushed off into.
I will ask our friendly priest. Do we know which direction the infidel flew off in? Well, I know he flew up, but do they then know whether was there anybody outside going?
Somebody must have seen it. We can pass this on to our network and get someone outside. Somebody will have seen it.
You can. The short answer is no. He was a bit surprised and didn't like sort of take a compass bearing, but maybe someone outside will have seen it.
But my question is because this isn't this didn't happen yesterday, did it? This happened like a week or so ago.
A week ago.
So, has he heard which direction the guy flew off in?
No one's heard or seen from the man since.
Yes. So, but my,
and you'd have thought he would have attracted a bit more attention.
Probably not towards another settlement then.
Well,
no. I mean, if he went to the post office to sort of send a telegram home or something, he'd have been noticed, wouldn't he?
He'd buy some sunglasses and then look very disappointed when he tried to put them on.
Yeah.
I love how we do the same gesture at the same time.
I've put on some glasses but no longer have a nose or ears.
They feel like they've been visited by a demon, and he's not been out to be like, you know, which way did he go? So he hasn't.
I suppose if there were such things, then they might have been. Certainly as good as.
I mean, obviously I'm very sympathetic. It's the Penguin, from our modern day point of view, he is obviously completely and utterly racist. From a 1930s point of view, he is enlightenment himself.
Yeah, which means benevolent colonialism.
We agree that these foreign chappies have something worth having, so we've stolen it.
It was too large to steal yet.
They
stolen as
they
can't all fit in the British
Museum. They don't
understand
what they have and couldn't look after it properly. You are incredibly patronising to the priest.
You've got a generous donation.
Exactly. I am very patronising, but I hand over a lot of cash.
So he's quite happy for it. that is enough to pay for the repairs. He's very grateful. But he doesn't know which way the man flew off.
Cool. Well, perhaps if any of the worshippers that he knows, they have spotted any further information would be gratefully received.
Because it was
absolutely, my friend. We will.
It was at the call for prayer it wasn't during prayers itself, was it? It was
at the call for prayer. People were coming in.
So, in other words, there would have been people. So I will ask him. If he could ask around and find out if at all possible.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yes, you know. And obviously, you know, there would be I will give him some money and
a small reward
or a small gratitude, for his efforts.
Yes, that's more likely because mostly people get small gratitude from the colonial invaders.
That's very welcome. It seems to go over very well. Ahmed discusses with the priest for some time, and you seem to have smoothed over the problem. Mm-hmm. And you get the impression he will come back to you if anyone has heard anything.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to be playing this as sort of this man has wronged people in our country as well, and we have been sent to try and stop him.
Oh, very much so.
To distance ourselves from the automatic association of, oh, another group of white people have gone barging in here.
Yeah.
But we're different. We're going to save them.
Just going to help them out, that's all. Right, well, what now then? We've got to wait for some information to come back our way. Obviously, we'll have to get some kip. I suppose we could make plans to head to this Black City or whatever it was.
Well, where is the Black City?
To the library.
We can work on that, can't we? Somebody must know.
I could ask the priest. That might not necessarily go down awfully well, but let's...
By the way, totally slipped my mind just then.
Yeah, do you know
looking
what...
Looking for the most blasphemous place on Earth, and I thought you look like a man who'd know about that.
Are you asking the priest about the place?
No, I'm kind of...
Should we leave it for the moment and see? Let's not bother the man too much. He's been very helpful.
Yeah, that's my thought is... if I want to insult some people, I might need to find a different bunch. Though now I have made a psychic connection with him, of course. Were he
so to... Oh, you could ask him in his dreams.
Are you married or anything?
Were he to be upset by anything I do, I could soothe the admonitions and...
Is the
no got diarrhea?
Is there anything like, you know, bookshops with local information?
You can ask our
for foreigners. We could have a look. For
there will certainly be booksellers.
I will show you the way, my friends. Come with me.
There'll be probably quite a lot because you've got.
I know the finest bookseller. In a lot of booksellers. You're the finest.
See, coming out there.
The finest bookseller. Old seller. In our Dave.
The bookseller, you said.
I've
got a lot of books.
Takes you around the temple, leads you down several streets, and, leads you several more. You are following him through this sort of great bazaar of exotic fruits and spices. There's noises everywhere. There's camels. It's a very specific reference, but it's a bit like a scene from Ishtar. But only Roger has seen that recently, so that's less helpful for you. But sort of a colonial patronizing vision.
Bit like a scene in every film that has to say we're somewhere in the sandy bit.
Mm. Right. It has the kind of...
Probably not New Mexico.
Yes, no, not that kind of music. But it has Arabic music. You follow Ahmed down into a sort of a narrower area.
And a bizarre, somebody, almost.
It is bizarre because he has disappeared as you walk to the end. And you find yourselves at a dead end.
Oh, no. Why and do as you turn do this? Around... four humanoids. That's giving it away, isn't it? They're not human. But
did I not get any
walk into the entrance, outlined by the setting sun? Three other men step behind them. No.
So three men and four
other men.
Humanoids.
Creatures.
So we are up against seven individuals, are we?
They walk stiffly towards you. What was your question, Penguin?
Did I not pick up anything when I was traversing through his mental...
What, Ahmed's?
Yeah.
Were you traversing Ahmed's mental...
Yes, because that's how he gave me the picture.
This isn't the priest.
No, that's not the Ahmed's your guide.
Right, right, okay, so no.
We're not going to be betrayed by a priest, that would be terribly wrong. But obviously the guide that we paid for, it is pretty much in the contract that they'll betray us.
Yes.
No, we didn't pay the non-betrayal fee.
I don't think there is one. It's just accepted that it's going to happen at some point.
We'll
probably
expensive.
Catch back up with him and hold him up against the wall, and you know,
He will
live through this.
Yes,
of course.
He will, of course, have a gold tooth that will shine with the setting sun.
That'll cover some of our expenses.
Meanwhile, desperately before the episode ends, the figures stagger into the alley. Followed by three other men. You recognize these four figures as creatures of darkness similar to those you saw in the Tiki Lounge, which is not a sentence you say very often.
Ah, so we think that these have
dead
been...
Men.
Poisoned.
De-deaded.
Affected by the toxin that Sydney has previously identified.
But the three at the back haven't.
They are moving much more normally, less stiffly, and their whole kind of ambiance does not say zombie to you.
Wait,
like the first four do.
Do you say they're outlined against the sun, setting sun?
Yes.
I will like to pull up my camera because I have to take this shot.
Oh my god, very nice. You can have a hero point or whatever they're
called. Oh, very nice. It's going to be done.
I love how you're throwing these things out with no idea if it's actually in the game or not.
No, it isn't.
No, they aren't. You've got, what are they called? They are called,
some sort of point.
There are fate points.
You can have a fate point, Blaine. Because your instinct is like, that is too beautiful not to take.
I should point out, gentlemen, that I don't actually have a pistol or anything. I'm armed largely with a walking stick.
Aren't you?
Kill them!
Do you want one of mine?
They will not find the Black City! Cry the three from behind.
Ah, you know where the Black City is?
You'd better tell us exactly where not to go so that we don't gather accidentally.
No, we would just get the zombies to take your arms off.
No. Tell us where it is so we understand how we failed.
We will come and destroy you.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, God. Are they meant to be German, or are they...
No, they are. They're speaking in an Arabic tongue.
Which is why
I was doing an Arabic accent.
Okay.
They did all study in Stuttgart, but that's only a coincidental detail.
That's how they met. It's probably not a good time to start a 7v4 combat. So we met...
Is it ever... If you're the four, is it ever a good time to start one of those?
The figures stagger slowly towards you. They
have the eldritch power of undeath. We have a Thompson submachine gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
And an umbrella.
I wouldn't want to forget the umbrella.
I like to pay my dues. I'm not going to be getting a free ride here.
Can I just say...
Are you going to pay Juju Jeremy? Why is it
going
so quiet?
If that was incredibly racist.
No,
or
you're
just
paying
inappropriate.
Your dues. Okay, it's
you see?
Well, then, just mentioning the existence of people who follow Judaism.
but it's complicated.
As I pointed out, today might not be the best of days.
Shall we?
It is Mozart's birthday, you're right.
Should we stop there? Or should we stop
sure.
5 minutes?
Too late for that.
That is very much the Warts and Hall dilemma, is it? Should we have stopped considerably earlier? Or is this the best we can do?
You are about to enter combat.
I see.
The combat that I was hoping you had entered in Louisiana, but it's fine. You decided to fuck off to Saudi Arabia instead.
Oh, it's Australia all over again.
Well, thank you, everyone. I definitely enjoyed that. I'm sorry you are having to indulge my...
Oh, God, no, it's fine.
I would never have guessed that you hadn't done any reading on that if you'd not repeatedly told us.
I would have preferred to paint a much more colourful picture of Saudi Arabia. But I've read all about Louisiana instead, you absolute arsehole. So it's fine. I will read
it. I've been to Louisiana, whereas I've never been to Saudi Arabia. Haven't prepared that bit.
Well, yeah. So we could say, what are we planning to do next time, apart from have a fight, which is, let's face it, going to take half the session because it's us. But
well, I think we can get through these guys pretty quickly if, as you say, you've got a Thompson submachine.
I mean, if they survive...
If this is going to be a very Indiana Jones style, just mow them all down before.
Ring the location of the Black City out of them.
All but one.
What's the one for?
Forgetting the location of the Black City.
Oh, I see.
Mm. I mean, if you chaps can do something about these four, the three at the back, I might be able to have a little conversation
with. That's big of you, thanks. We'll deal with the men who shouldn't exist, the walking dead, the infectious...
Well, you nip off for a drink.
Who knows what evil quacks in the hearts
bell
of
when we finish them off.
Do penguins quack? If a penguin quacks in the South Pole and no one's reached it yet, does it make any
horrible
noise?
Cigarettes. So we're probably fine. Well armed.
I think we're okay. I think I've probably got enough.
Blaine, you can offer them a
random
terrifying
things in my pockets.
Write up.
You must.
Unfortunately, the sun's behind them. Otherwise, I could have used my magnifying glass to very gradually set one of them alight.
Stop the mirror now. Come on.
Yeah. Surely you have a mirror and a magnifying glass.
But it's the setting sun, you see. It's weaker. We needed this earlier in the day.
The timing is terrible. I mean, really, we should talk to them about their whole PR game, because
they've got that perfect shot.
Yeah, I mean, well, with that, you know, we could start up a whole thing, you know?
Bet you wish you got colour film.
The silhouettes work. I think we can do something with silhouettes.
It's kind of...
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely stuff.
Welcome. I'm sorry I was much less prepared than I was hoping, but yes. I made out.
It's fine. We didn't notice. Don't mention it.
I covered up for it with a flammery and shenanigans.
Flawlessly, exactly. Old chap. Flawlessly.
Oh, thank you.
As always.
All right. Have a lovely week.
Have a very good.
A bon nuit.
See you all again.
Mes amis.
Cheers.
Next time.
A la semaine prochaine.
Au revoir.
Bye bye.
Fromage.